You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only, and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to hear the latest when it comes to anything out of the ordinary. And I'm talking about a lot of personal stories, from angels to aliens, Bigfoot to shadow people. I welcome you, the listener, to participate in the show by going to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com, and tell me what's going on. Give me as much details as you would like. And if there's research that you want to cover, tell me about it. I will share it here on the show. Or if there's some little bits of advice you want to give to others, or if you want some insight from me, let me know. But if you want to be anonymous, or if you don't want to have your information shared here on the air, you just indicate that in the first lines, and I will honor that. Promise. I am not kidding when I say doing the shows that are nothing but your stories are absolutely my favorite. I just dig into it and just lose myself. And again, if you want to come on here to share your story personally, directly, you're welcome to do that. But I'm not kidding you. I don't know. People want to write, and I don't mind. I'm reading it. But man, I want to talk to some of you guys more often. Every so often, somebody gets brave and says, okay, I'll do it. And I'm like, yeehaw. So guess what? Today is all about your emails. It's all about your personal stories. So we're going to just dive on in and see what we got. And I totally randomly grab these emails. I do not line them up, but if you've been listening to my shows, you will find that they kind of coincide with each other, which is kind of freaky. It's just blows my mind. Today, don't know. These look like a couple of juicy emails that I got thus far. So we'll explore it together, shall we? Here we go. This one says, "Hi, Heidi. It's really amazing that after all these years, I finally have an answer to what I saw as a child more than 35 years ago." Okay, where are we going? It was something that I've never been able to explain, but also something I know wasn't a childhood dream because the story has never changed. There's a clue, right? You know it's not your imagination. And the memory has never faded. Oh, we're going deep dark. This feels shadow people-ish Hat Man. Mm-hmm. So I can in fact now say with confidence that I did indeed have an experience with what you have termed as the Hat Man. Aha! There it is. This happened to me in 1986 when I was just 11 years old. It was at nighttime. I left my room to go to the kitchen to get a glass of water. Why do we hear these types of stories? People go get a glass of water in the middle of the night and, whoo, the craziest things happen. Don't do it. Have a cup by your bed every night so you don't have to go get one. That's what I do. Bottle water. It works great. I left my room to go get a kid. Okay. I filled my glass up and began walking back through the kitchen to my room. I stopped at the beginning of the hallway to take a sip of my water. And from where I was standing, you could see clear across to the family room on the other side of the house, which was about 20 feet. As I was drinking, I got the strongest sensation that I was being watched. I looked over to the family room, and there it was, sitting on the couch, staring directly at me. Ugh. Hatman does tend to like living rooms and couches. I don't know how long people have been listening to this show, but yeah, this is wild. Oh, okay. He likes to be comfortable, I guess. It was wearing a large fedora-type hat with a big brim and a trench coat that went all the way down to its feet. I like how this person is calling Hatman it, because very appropriate. The trench coat also had very big buckles across the middle where buttons would normally be. The couches were white, and what this thing was wearing was very black. The contrast was incredibly stark. Ugh, why did that give me really weird chills? I don't know. Ugh. After reading about this online, it seems like most people have only seen its silhouette. No. I unfortunately saw its entire face. It was and remains to this day to be the scariest thing I have ever seen. That's what I've heard. That Rudolf Steiner sculpture that you display on your website, oh yes, is exactly its face, with a pale gray skin, but also with a smile that went almost ear to ear, and with very sharp, jagged teeth, the way an alligator would have. Okay, you guys. So sometimes I get repeated emails, and I don't know. Sometimes the stories do get to sound very similar to each other. This one sounds familiar, but I'm not sure. But for those of you who do not know, if you go to my website, HeidiHollis.com, on that first page all the way down, you will see the sculpture that I have referred to as being Hatman. But Rudolf Steiner, 100 years ago, called Ahriman. And I didn't know. I had no idea. Somebody showed me the sculpture. It's like, what do you think of this? And I'm like, wow, that's a really cool sculpture of Hatman. And the person was like, what? What are you talking about? It's 100 years old. I'm like, 100 years old? Well, they must have known Hatman. And then to know that this thing referred to as Ahriman also referred to himself as pretty much being the devil, and so does Hatman. And Rudolf Steiner said 100 years from the time that he made the sculpture, or somebody, or the subject of Ahriman, Hatman, would be stepping forward. So I guess part of prophecy. How strange. And if you know my backstory, stepping into such a thing is, it's weird, but it's kind of fits. Okay, so continuing, just in case, I don't know if this is the same email that got sent to me again, or if it's just a very similar story, but it's not that long from this part. So I'll just continue. It was utterly terrifying. I stood there paralyzed for what seemed like forever. I didn't make a sound or acknowledge it in any way. That was a smart move. I simply turned around and slowly walked back to my room and went to bed. That's pretty brave for a little kid. For the longest time, I didn't really know how to describe what I saw, because it was so strange. My grandmother had passed away a few months prior. At first, I thought maybe it was her spirit, but that explanation never felt right. My grandmother was a kind woman, and this entity, whatever it was, did not exude goodness. Good read. Good read. I got the feeling of complete dread when I was in its presence. Yeah, over the years, I didn't really think too much about it until I saw... Oh, another film project talking about, quote, sleep paralysis. Oh, don't get me started. And it mentioned shadow beings. Oh, wonder they didn't contact me about that. I started to research it online, and that's how I found your website. Oh, the source of it. It's truly mind-blowing to find out after all this time that I'm not the only one who has had this experience. I'm not sure how you managed to handle researching this topic, because as I previously said, it was the single most frightening thing that has ever happened to me. Good luck to you, and keep up the great work. Sincerely, Roland. Thank you, Roland. That's it is one of those topics that people don't understand how a lady can continue going forward in this stuff. And I have to tell you, this whole it feels like a bashing almost, where these film projects, none of them are mine. I don't own them. They took material and made shows and whatnot off of my work. If you don't see my face in there, I'm not part of it, though it's my material. I guess that's a way to put it. Because I introduced these topics and the ramifications, the definitions, and what is and what's that, and all that when it comes to shadow people and Hat Man phenomena. It's not considered to be very ladylike to dive into these things. So, yeah, they skip over that part oftentimes. But this is when you hear the word sleep paralysis, I don't agree with that. Okay, this is my opinion. That's a medical diagnosis, sleep paralysis. We all experience that because for us to go to sleep at night, and if we're dreaming, we're walking or swinging at something, our bodies don't go with it. So we get this form of sleep paralysis that is natural and that's normal. Seeing things, feeling things, having things talk to you, try to choke you out or kill you, that is not sleep paralysis. This is the phenomena that I call shadow people and the Hat Man phenomenon. And it's threatening. It's horrifying. And again, this is just my opinion. People get diagnosed with, you've got sleep paralysis, night terrors. So we're going to give you something to sleep better at night. So you forget about them. So that's what happens to people. It got put into a medical model somehow. But I'm not in the medical model of that. I am in the paranormal spiritual matter of what's going on. And we're not all having mass hallucinations of the exact same thing. Again, my opinion. But... you're welcome to go and get a medical diagnosis to say, this is what it was and I need medicine. Good on you for that. But yeah, it is, it's not easy to tackle these subjects, and but I keep on keeping on. And great people like yourself reaching out, letting me know that the message is being found amidst all of the strange bits of other people throwing my stuff out there into different categories. It's wild. So we're going to get to our first break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heidi Hollis will be right back.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And now more Heidi Hollis on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today is all about your stories, your emails, and if there's some insight, advice that I can give, I am here for that. And, you know, all of us are just paying attention and taking notes so we can figure this all out. It's kind of fascinating what comes my way. And you know, this last email that I just read, I was talking about how people have all of these different perspectives on this material shadow people hat man, throwing it into the arena of a medical model somehow. It's just night and day for me. I don't understand. And it always kind of, I get this little in the back of my throat when I hear, yeah, I suffer from sleep paralysis, night terrors. That's another one. If you can look at a timeline of when I came on the scene talking about these things and how many years it took for somebody to try to flip it and to become something else and then become a questionable reality, just like, you know, that UFO topic or paranormal investigations, you know, it's amazing to me how these things happen and it's whitewashed just... It's not a thing. And it's a shame. It's a shame. If they would sit down and ask me and where I got this information from and material from, it might have been these projects might have actually been more worthy. But I get so frustrated. It's like, oh, Heidi, you did something else over here. Oh, did I? Did you see me on it? Nope. Well, it wasn't me. And then sometimes I am on these shows and they feed my lines to other people and take my material and all that stuff. Anyhow, and they twist it. Oh, yeah. It's a hot mess out there. So don't trust the media, okay? Whatever you do, never. It's like, I thought I said that, but they told somebody else to say that? And now it looks like they're the genius? What is that? What is that about? So crazy. So crazy. Yeah. Some of these shows that I have been on, or well, I shouldn't say not that I have been on, people who have asked me, like, hey, get on and do a show, they don't want a woman leading on these shows. So that's a no-go, but they want that information. So it's weird. It's a weird world out there. So strange. And, you know, statistically speaking, mostly women. It's a bigger percentage of women who are into these topics. And, yeah, so go figure. Go figure. I would think that this is a hot commodity. And for guys that are into it, I don't think they mind if a lady knows something, right? Raise your hand. Oh, boy. Yeah, just having a conversation here with my friends, okay? Such a strange world. Okay, so anyways, I'm going to get on over here to the next email, and we're just going to dive on in, and woo is a big one. This is a big one. Oh, well, all right, let's just do this. Hi, Heidi. My name is Eduardo, and I listen to your shows and podcasts when time permits. Well, hey there, Eduardo. I have two things that I wanted to discuss with you, which I've wanted to get off my chest for a while. All right. When I was about 7 to 9 years old, I was sick one night. And it was just my mother and I in the apartment, and I lived in the Bronx at the time. I believe I was recovering from a cold, and I had a fever. I remember having those types of pajamas with the laminated rubber soles. Oh, I love those. Little, the footies, right? Which was like a bodysuit with a zipper. Not sure if you remember those, but anyway. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are wonderful until you had to go use the bathroom. And then you're like freezing because you have to unzip all of it. You guys understand. All right. All right, they continue. My mother calls me into her bedroom because she wanted to know how I was feeling. So I walked over to her bedroom, which was about 12 to 15 feet away from my room. It was about 11 p.m. at night, and my father at the time, he worked nights, so he wasn't there. My older sister, she was asleep, and she was only 4 years older than me, not much taller than me, but she wasn't tall at all. My little sister, who was about 4 years younger than me, was asleep as well. My younger brother was not born yet, so there were only three of us. So as I am about to enter my mother's bedroom, I stop dead in my tracks. Oh, boy. Okay. I saw, oh my gosh, I got chills. I saw someone sitting in my father's recliner chair, which he kept in a corner near the window in her bedroom. Oh, man. This has happened again, guys. Coinciding emails. I can't even tell you how random I grab these from far spaced out dates. This is crazy. I really, if you saw me, just goosebumps. Just goosebumps. Absolutely just mind-blowing. And what's cool is they have a little image here of a recliner to show me what it kind of looked like. Whew, okay. And they continue. The individual sitting in the chair was a tall, slender, well-dressed individual in like a dark beige trench coat with a fedora hat on. And now I'll tell you, beige is another color that Hat Man does tend to wear. You just don't hear it much, but yeah, he does. Whew. The trench coat was tied at the waist with a fastener, which belonged to the coat. For the life of me, I could not see his face. I swear, if this email went to describe Herman, I was about to fall over on this chair, because come on, I mean, how much in common could you have here? Whew, okay. My father was a husky, burly man at about 5'6 or 5'7, and my father was humorous when we were little, but he would never take a break from his job to play dress up with my mom. That's funny. That would be way out of character for him. And that's for darn sure. He was a mechanic for most of his adult life. Not in his genetics to engineer something like this. Oh, I feel you. My dad was a computer engineer, like probably one of the first on the planet. The things that he saw. But my dad's very humorous too, so he was big jokester and all. But I wouldn't do something like that either, so I feel you. I did not enter my mother's bedroom. I was paralyzed with fear. I know that it was not my father, because the man sitting in the recliner was much taller than him, and he seemed really thin, like skinny. So I knew it was not my father. My mother, for some reason, kept signaling me to come in. Mom's like, come on, come on, protect me. I don't know. I'm not there yet, so I'm reading. She was sitting on the bed near the recliner. It appeared as though she was having a nice little chat with this individual before I appeared. What on earth? My mother did not appear to be startled, alarmed, or even scared. She seemed casual, like nothing was wrong. Well, that is puzzling. I wonder if she's familiar with this type of presence, if this is not like anything out of the ordinary, or she didn't see it, for all we know. Okay, continuing. But it seemed odd to me that this individual would be in my home late at night. My mother was not the type to ever let a strange man, or even a friend of my father's, upstairs without my father being present. Well, that's the right thing to do, especially up in your bedroom. to a married woman. She was not that type of woman. There we go. She was very faithful, traditional, strict, and old-fashioned. My mother was also a devout Catholic and prayed the rosary extensively. At this point, as a child, I am at an impasse. Do I run? Do I tell Mom? I'm sure those things are going through your head, like, do I save myself or do I save the whole family? Ooh, the horrors. Okay. My mom is still trying to reel me in. Your choice of words have me puzzled. Like, do you feel like she's kind of possessed and this thing is actually the one calling you? Wow. Almost like she wanted to introduce me to this ominously strange and peculiar man. Huh. I saw that my mother was as calm as F-word. So I cautiously took baby steps towards her. It's like, I can't feel you. I'm totally imagining as my head, like, really, Mom? Really? Come on, come on, come on. It's like, you want some candy? You know, here's my friend. I'm seeing this in my head. Okay. Whew. Heidi, for the life of me, I could not see his face. The light in the hallway was on, so I could see my mom sitting there as the light partially lit her room area, just enough to see the figure, but not his face. It's like his face was covered or somehow hidden on this person. Yeah, that's typical of Hat Man. Sometimes his face, of course, can be solid black. And the really common description that always catches me is absent of light. Like, you can't even get a reflection off the nose, the mouth, anything. Totally absent of light. So you're falling right into that pattern here. And this is a big email, so I'm going to keep on reading this here after the break, because it's juicy, and I appreciate it, Eduardo. Good on you for going and putting in the details there. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey,
Hang in there. Heidi's coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We're happy to let you know that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows all for free. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. Coasttocoastam.com is where you want to be.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today, it is all about your stories, your emails, and wow, we've got a doozy. We've got Eduardo, who coincidentally has discovered a hat man sitting on the chair next to her mother, who is coercing him to come closer as if she's going to introduce him to Hat Man. And I kid you not, prior email, Hat Man again, sitting on couches. Very common. I really didn't set these emails up. I really didn't. So, okay. Anyways, I am continuing this story because this is wild. Eduardo continues. He looked like he was wearing a mask or a bandage or something, which prohibited me from seeing his face. That's that absence of light. It was dark in my mother's bedroom, but the light from the hallway would cast light into the room up to the point where my father's recliner was located at the time. There, it was dark. Until this man decided to make a move and came into the light. Ooh, chills, chills, chills. On his fedora, he did have a feather on the side. You know, I have to tell you guys, as I'm reading this, these cute little icons of feathers and a recliner pops up. So Eduardo put some time into this. Again, kudos to you, Eduardo. Okay. Definitely not a hat that my father would wear, ever. Not sure if that helps. Yeah, you know, having the feather in the cap and a beige trench coat is, it's weird, but like when he changes up his outfit, it seems to be, I have had more of the feather in the hat type of scenario with the beige. So he's matching, I guess? I don't know. As I got close to my mom, this individual decided to slowly, I just knew it, and creepily lean forward from the chair. And ever so slowly, tried to reach for me. You know, I gotta tell you, creepily, I'm surprised is a word, like it's not being flagged on this. I copy-pasted his email into a Word document. That's a word, everybody. Creepily. Oh, so he reached for you. When this individual flexed its arm to reach for me, I noticed that this individual had long fingers and sharp nails and wrinkled hands. Oh, have you guys seen the latest Jurassic World movie? And you'll see there's a dinosaur on there, a newly introduced one that has these extremely long claw-like appendages, okay? And that's something that reminds me of Hatman, believe it or not. People describe these disgustingly long, dangly, pointy fingers that he has. And some have said bony, but you're seeing that they're wrinkled. Ugh. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. This gets worse. And then it either growled or moaned while it stretched towards me. I am not kidding you. Head to toe goosebumps. I don't know about you guys. It scared the poop out of me. And I ran for my life as I exited my mother's bedroom. Huh. I went to my bedside, scared, and kept my eyes completely shut, hoping it wouldn't get me. I'm so puzzled. What was mom thinking? I'm 49 years old now. Sometime around my early 30s, I questioned my mother, oh thank gosh, about the incident several times. She claims she doesn't remember anything about it. Huh. She smiles and I chuckled about it with her, but I know what I saw and experienced as a little boy. Huh. See that, like, I kind of like along the lines of what I was thinking. She may have been possessed because what mother would say, come, come. And you said it looked like she was having a conversation just prior to her calling you over. Huh. I can't help but to wonder how sick you were. You were in a weakened state, but you said a cold with a fever, like colds should not give you a fever. So, I don't know. That's really strange. But you're in a weakened state still, nonetheless. So, that's so weird. Okay. The Hat Man appeared to me when I was a child, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm wondering why my mother doesn't remember this. Why she forgot this. Well, you know, that's one of the things I just brought up, actually, that sounds like almost like she was possessed slightly, that he was pulling the strings and using her voice and her demeanor and everything to manipulate you, to bring you in closer like a spider, waiting to trap you. I mean, what a horrible thing to do. And he is known to possess people. She might have been asleep. And he just kind of wiggled his finger into her ear and pulled a few buttons or pushed. there you have it. I mean, it sounds so absolutely twisted and absurd to think, what, my mother? How could it get at me? My mom like that? But he does. This is just what he does. And he's good at it. And he's been doing it for a very, very long time. So we've got a big learning curve to better understand him, that's for sure. But there are patterns, and that's why I share my emails here, so everybody can pay attention to the patterns. I've been one person sitting behind, doing columns, writing books, doing cartoons, comics, anything, TV shows. I was just trying and hoping that others could pick up on what it is I'm screaming about. And as strange as it sounds, remember before this lifetime agreeing to come here to do this, to tell, teach, anything and everything that could get this message across. And now I'm here sharing it with you and trying to do it the right way. I'd like to think I'm kind of figuring it out. and I've been successful in spreading the word to millions. Not everybody knows how they came across this information, but you're here now, right? All right, so continuing with this email. All right, second question. All right, it's got it totally clear here. You had a podcast a few years ago where the host was a young black man. I believe where he introduced you and said, "We have a great show today and we got Heidi Hollis in the house." And that's all I remember what he said. But you talked about the haunted house you grew up in, talked about your Puerto Rican roommate in college and other paranormal occurrences and aliens. That podcast was removed from YouTube. Or the uploader removed it from YouTube for personal reasons. Do you know which podcast I'm referring to? You did it a few years before COVID struck. It was an excellent broadcast. You talked about how the aliens were speaking through your roommate and that they didn't want to get close enough to the ground because we had the technology to shoot them down. Yeah. Those are all the things I talk about generally. program was like 2 hours long. I do believe I know what you're speaking of. And I talk about these matters on several shows, not just that one. So on most interviews, you'll hear me talking about these things. If people ask the right questions, I will definitely touch on those types of subjects. And please tell me why the Hat Man appeared to me when I was little. What did I do? About 7 years ago, a psychic told me that my energy was at a very high vibrational frequency. That my energy was very, very high and hot. I'm wondering if that had something to do with it, even when I was a child. Hope to hear from you soon. Sincerely, Eduardo. Well, thank you, Eduardo, for reaching out. I believe you're speaking of Hocus 45th. I was on his program. And he's been on his show a few times. Really, really lively conversation. And you know what's when it comes to people that experience Hat Man, they're always like, "Why me? What did I ever do? This thing was so evil. It wanted me. It puppeteered your mother to get access to you." So he was really trying hard. Like, that's a unique bend. But he does this. He does this. But for a first timer, that's kind of different. You know, kind of wrap my head around that. For a first time introduction, he just tried to grab a hold of you. And moved in slow motion, and he wore a different outfit with a feather in his hat. That's interesting. I can't always explain his motivations and his ways of trying to gain access to a person. But I will say that for him to go through so much trouble, there's something definitely different about you. I mean, especially when it comes to children, and people are like, you know, wow, they really, this thing was really going after the kid. The kid is special, usually. 9 times out of 10, the kid is able to understand, notice, perceive little advancements in mankind's abilities, if you will. And these are attractive to Hat Man, because what is he trying to do? He's trying to slow our progress. He's trying to slow the role of mankind to evolve, to teach others, to spiritually be awoken, awaked. this? Awaken, blah, blah. I don't know. But yeah, to wake up, smell the roses, see the universe that we are in the midst of and how we are a part of it and everything and how we're connected to other beings and souls and just the whole big shebang. And if you're somebody who is sincere, awake, kind, these are also evolutionary elements of mankind because, we can be brutal, can't we? Can't we? And I think that's the scary part about this whole notion of us creating AI, artificial intelligence. Well, we haven't got this stuff figured out ourselves. But, I'm going to kind of wrap it up on your email here after the break. So, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your emails.
Stay right there. There's more Heidi coming right up.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for that certain someone who shares your interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal? Well, look no further than ParanormalDate.com, the unique site for like-minded people. If you like the senior crowd, try ParanormalDate.com/seniors to meet like-minded people that are 60 plus. It all depends on what you prefer. ParanormalDate.com is great for everyone. You can also tap into members that are 60 plus at ParanormalDate.com/seniors. Enjoy your search and have some fun at ParanormalDate.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network with the best shows that explore the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. You can enjoy all shows on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Just before the break, Eduardo wrote me a nice, juicy email, and it is always appreciated here on this program to give as much detail as you can. And he had a common question. You know, why me? I was a kid. Hat Man came for me, used my mother as a puppeteer to pull me in, and your mom totally doesn't remember it? I mean, she was like in a sleepwalking state, sounds like to me, and he kind of stuck his little fingers in the wrong places and pulled her strings and tried to grab a hold of you, tried to make an easy grab. He's very opportunistic, very much so. And your light must have been awfully bright, and he took a look and said, oh, there you have it. A lot of people tell me, you know, a psychic once told me this, and let me tell you, I was never a huge believer of psychics, okay, because I've had people tell me things so much over the years that I just always kind of left it to, if I'm meant to know it, I will. It'll come to me at some point. I've experienced a lot of things, and people are like, oh, you're a medium, oh, you're this. I can't put a title to these things. All I know is they happen, and I'm honest, and I put it out there when things happen and hope people can relate or hope I can find answers. And, at some point I'm going to share with you guys about some really big doozies of things that I've been learning. And, my life turned upside down for a bit and flipped a little bit sideways and then backflipped. And oh boy, the things I'm learning, you never know with life. You just never know. especially if you have a paranormal life. Where was I? Yeah. So, you know, these things happen. And I feel that, Eduardo, that you obviously caught Hat Man's attention. So did your mom. Some kind of vulnerability. And a very religious woman. People try to cover themselves in prayers. And then when something slips in, you know, they're shocked. You know, like, could it have taken over my mother? He's opportunistic again. She could have had a dream of something, like a puppy came up to her feet and she picked it up. Well, it was Hat Man in that belly of that little beast, a little fuzzy little thing. But that doesn't seem right, you know? Well, but something in her gut might have told her, oh, something's wrong with this puppy, but I'm going to pick it up anyways and go, ooh, Gucci, Gucci, you know? But it sounds crazy, but he does anything it takes to gain that acknowledgement, that access. And once he's in, he tries to see what else he can do. You caught his attention. I take it as a compliment, but very, very freaky and very scary. I understand that you have not lost the image of what it was that you experienced all these years later. And I don't know many people who forget their Hat Man experiences, unless they passed out, hit their head, you know, cause a little brain damage. but it's a life-changing event. And, you know, not until you experience it, people just don't quite understand how that could happen. But I feel you. Special you, huh, Eduardo? Don't want to be one of those special ones, but yeah. Okay. Thank you for writing me, though, Eduardo, and taking the time for all of the cool little images and all the words, too. All right, moving on to the next email. This one says, Dear Heidi, hello. I would like to talk to you more about Hat Man. Well, okay, we're having a conversation here. He has been with me since I was a boy. Oh, I'm so sorry. But unlike most people, I do not believe he intends to do me harm. Okay. But instead, I am starting to believe he is there to watch over me and protect me. Woosah, Heidi, woosah. Didn't I tell you guys every once in a while I get these types of emails? I do. I get these types of emails where people are like, I think he's there to protect me. But okay, you have experienced him since you were a boy. And now you've come to this conclusion? I bet you were scared as a kid. If you're not scared now, but you still have intervals of it, because that is just, that's him. Do not be fooled. Do not give him a new title. Okay? Just please don't. Oh, I beg you. But a lot of people do this, and I can't help but to think the reasons why is because, you know, it's always there. He's always watching. He's got this, I don't know, this feeling of, you know, lingering. And it's like, well, he hasn't harmed me yet. So what other role could he have? Well, maybe he's just a standing guard. Well, and just so you know, you're not the first one. And I'm sure you won't be the last. All right, continuing. The next line. He is still very scary when he is around. Whoa. Okay. So, why are we having this conversation? But okay, I'm listening. But I believe he keeps trying to warn me of things. And I believe he is trying to communicate to me about, quote, something. But I can't decode his symbolism. My stepfather was a non-denominational pastor, and I grew up in the church. I know the Old and New Testament almost by heart, so I do have a quote-unquote religious background. My 7-year-old son has just had an encounter with him while we were camping. Oh, so sorry. It just goes through the generations. Unfortunately, it really does happen that way. And my son, he described him perfectly. He has been turning on my lights while we sleep. He usually plays with electrical things. There is so many, many things I could tell you. I want to speak to him. Oh, come on. And find out why he has saved me and warned me so many times in my life. Now, if that's true, and this is not just an element of your interpretation, why didn't you share those stories? What did he do? A camping trip? Your son saw him? Okay. But he saved you? Sure. Please do. I've heard that before as well. And with every favor he does, you owe him, unfortunately. Now, remember, we are talking about something that calls himself the devil, okay? He literally calls himself that, pridefully. And he's doing you favors? I mean, I don't know. That's not good. It's not good, okay? So many things you want to tell me. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Many times in your life, I fear if I was to try and get rid of him out of my life, then I would be helpless? Codependency, not good, but it is a phenomenon I can't explain, and especially when all the stuff I read says the Hat Man is evil. I don't exactly agree. Phil, you don't exactly agree, but did your son feel warm and fuzzy about him? I didn't hear about that. He's very scary when he's around. Okay, why, if he's there and he's just saved you so much, you know, it's like... Please understand, because he hasn't caused you direct harm, doesn't mean he's good. He's working his way. He'll take a lifetime sometimes to work and wear people down, and now he found an access to your son. Is that okay? You know, he is perverted. He is. And I hate to say that, but he has a knack for causing harm in all kinds of ways. All kinds of scar tissue that he could build up, he will do it. And he wears you down. He just wears you down until a point that, you know, oh, now you see him as being a good guy. Potentially, right? You don't exactly agree he's evil, but potentially he's not this, or potentially he's not that. But please be weary and leery that he is not a friend. Did you invite him? Did you willingly invite him? Did you want him to meet your son? Was this an introductory expose? Like, oh, and by the way, here's my boy. Go ahead and have Adam for the rest of his life, like you did to me. So he can be protected, right? Do not feel helpless, okay? Because one thing I learned, and it seems so strange, but this is absolutely what happened to me. I was terrified of the dark because I'd seen what was in the dark. I didn't want to be in the dark. And I knew I had to get over that because that old saying of once a student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? And once I learned to get rid of that fear of these dark things, I started to have experiences with the light of things. And I mean angelic. I mean Jesus encounters and, you know, all these different things. And no, I don't do drugs. And no, I'm not into strange things. And I'm not, I don't even know how to meditate. just being honest, I'm not even good at that. So when you shut down something like him, you can and will be okay, because there are bigger and better protectors out there for you and your son. You don't want it to be wearing a gaucho hat and blackness and red glowing eyes. No, you do not want that. And yeah, I've said many times here on the show on how to protect yourself. You can find a document on my Facebook group, which is Shadow People and Hatman Experiencer. And yeah, and if you send me a message anywhere on any of social media at one Heidi Hollis, put a one in front of my name, on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of it, you know, it's all at one Heidi Hollis, and I'll send over the way to get rid of him and watch what happens. Okay. And I want to tell everybody, you know, be sure to go to my website, shadowfolks.com or HeidiHollis.com, and tell me your stories. Tell me what you want me to talk about here on this show. And I will definitely dive on into it. And, again, I really, really humbled that you guys trust me to send over what it is that you're experiencing. And, you know, I'm just doing what I can to lighten the load of others out there. And yeah, this stuff is heavy, but I got this. I've got the positive on my side. I'm all about my beliefs and faith and God and Jesus and all that good stuff. I always say sprinkle some Jesus on it and you'll be okay. All right, you guys, we have come to the bottom of another fabulous program. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.